We've been reporting on the confusion in Greece today. Greeks are trying to get their governmental act together in the face of pressure from other European nations to go along with a bailout deal. And there's concern about other countries, including Spain. The problem there is not too much public debt. Spain's crisis, if there is one, would come from its banks because they still have a lot of unpaid real estate loans. From Madrid, Lauren Freire reports.
Scrolling through real estate ads in the Spanish capital can be sobering. Prices are still very high, even as salaries are frozen and unemployment soars. When Ireland's housing bubble burst, prices there dropped more than 40%. But here it's 18% on average. To understand why, take a look at who actually owns the property. It's the banks. With an average of 300 foreclosures a day nationwide, Spanish banks own lots of property, and they haven't yet written off the losses.
They're not talking about it just so as not to provoke fear.
Gail Allard is an economist at Madrid's IE Business School.
Housing prices have hardly fallen. And what that tells you is that, you know, the banks are just hanging on to those assets and not unloading them, because the minute they do, their balance sheets are really going to look bad. You know, the value of housing will really collapse. It hasn't happened yet.
What's frightening, Allard says, is that Spain has not yet hit rock bottom in this crisis, not until the banks reckon their losses. When EU leaders in Brussels look southward across Europe, they tend to cringe most at sovereign debt. Countries like Greece, Portugal, and Ireland that can no longer afford to service their loans. Spain, by contrast, has much lower government debt, Allard says.
And the problem with Spain is private debt. And that's what's weighing down on the banks and the part that might not get repaid.
Álvaro Nadal is the economy secretary for Spain's Popular Party, which is forecast to win national elections on November 20th. He says EU leaders are wrong to focus on banks' vulnerability to Greek debt. He wants broader help from Brussels to keep Spain's banks afloat.
If it's a general capitalization and each country can use it to solve the internal problem, domestic problems they've got, for example, real estate in the case of Spain, sovereign debt in other countries, okay. But the exercise we are doing right now in Brussels is just thinking about sovereign debt, and that's what has been mistaken.
This past week, Spain's central bank warned of troubled exposure to real estate. Many mortgages and loans to real estate developers are only now coming due. Defaults are on the rise. Already 7% of all bank loans in Spain go unpaid. Allard explains what that means for Spanish banks' survival.
Big banks, I think, should be okay. It's the small ones, these savings banks, who have so many of their assets in mortgage loans that they're going to be scrambling to try to keep them propped up.
Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero said his government will help small banks restructure if needed. But the Spanish election is about 2 weeks away. Zapatero isn't running, and the opposition Conservative Party has a double-digit lead in the polls. Spain's banks may be on the precipice, but any action to save them will likely have to wait until after the election. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.